The mayor of Surrey has announced that if the city continues with the transition to a municipal police force, property taxes for families will increase dramatically. New Surrey mayor Brenda Locke told Global News she believes property taxes will increase on average of about $1,200 per household if the city transitions to the Surrey Police Service. Mayor Brenda Locke joins me now. Your Worship, thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me on, Jeff. It's great to be here.
Why did you feel there was a need for you to send out a press release today to talk about these particular costs or your belief that there'll be a significant increase in property taxes?
Well, I think that it's important for the public to know. We are heading into our budget consultation time, and this time the City of Surrey is going to be taking it out to the town centre, so we're hoping to have three or four locations where the public can come and talk to us. And I think it was important for the public to have the heads up that these are significant dollars, $235 million over the next 5 years. For the City of Surrey is significant, and so we needed to make sure that the public knew, and I needed to make sure that the public know the cost of this transition.
Now, Norm Lipinski, the Surrey Police Service chief, was on this show about a couple of weeks ago, and they did their own report. You, of course, are quoting from the city report, and basically what he says that they, first of all, don't buy the $235 million cost over 5 years. He believes it should be around $99 million. What do you say to their argument that the number isn't as high as you and the city are saying?
Share the information. You know, I've asked Chief Lipinski for the information that he sent, that he identified, that he sent to the Solicitor General, that would outline the human resource plan, the expenses moving forward, and they refused to do it. The Surrey Police Service refused to do it. They refused to give that information, by the way, to the Surrey Police Board as well. And so I guess that leaves me very concerned. You know, this was supposed to be driven on local accountability. This was supposed to deliver local control to residents, but instead it turned out to be no control, no accountability. We do not know what is in that report. We do know, though, we have a team of almost 20 accountants, CPAs, at the City of Surrey that have done their due diligence, and they have come up with a number that is $235 million. That was in a report provided to all of council on December 8th. And so I will stand every day of the week with Surrey staff on this.
But it's fair to say, let's just say, and I'll speculate aloud, that Mike Farnworth, the Solicitor General, decides the RCMP will remain the force. There's no doubt, even if they did that, there are still unrecoverable sunk costs already there. According to the SPS, I think is $107 million. There's termination agreements. There's the IT challenges. There's still going to be a cost to the city, even if the RCMP is kept. Like, you can't just say, well, we'll just transfer all that over to the Surrey RCMP. There are unrecoverable sunk costs here.
You're right about that, Jazz. There are some costs, but the $235 million is the number that our staff gave us that said the Surrey Police Service moving forward over the next 5 years will cost $235 more than sticking with the RCMP. So this is an over and above amount, and that is a cost, or if that's broken down to percentage-wise, a one-time cost of 55%. Extraordinary, I know, and I understand why people are reacting badly to it. I react badly to it, but that is the reality of what we're looking at, and we have seen the numbers, and all of council has seen these numbers.
Now, ultimately, this decision sits with Mike Farnworth, the Solicitor General. He'll probably consult, obviously, with ministry staff, perhaps his cabinet as well, but ultimately, the decision will come from the provincial government. If the minister decides on keeping the Surrey Police Service, will you accept that?
You know, I ran and I was elected. I ran very clearly on a platform to keep the RCMP as the police of jurisdiction in this city. I will do everything in my power to make sure that we keep the RCMP as a police of jurisdiction.
But if the minister, the Solicitor General, if the Solicitor General from the province, the senior government, says we're going to keep the Surrey Police Service because A, we believe it's at the point of no return, and B, we may one day want a Metro Vancouver police force, and having a municipal police force in Surrey gets us there. This is the reasoning for our decision. There's really nothing you can do about it.
You know, I think it's a couple of points to that. And you know, I don't think anybody, we are going into very fragile economic times. I don't think any government, whether it's a provincial government, certainly not municipal government, or the federal government, wants to see these kind of tax burdens put on residents. But I will always say that I will do everything in my power to ensure that in the city of Surrey, we maintain the RCMP as the police of jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is there's always going to be review. And I think thinking about what the minister will or will not do is hypothetical. Mm-hmm. So I can't go there right now, but I certainly will tell you that from my perspective, there is absolutely no good reason. And if somebody could get me to why, I would be interested in hearing that. But I haven't heard one good reason why we were doing this, and at what cost. The cost is becoming extraordinary. I also want to tell you that $235 million is a very conservative number. That is based on only 734 members. Mm-hmm. And if you do cross-reference to what Vancouver has, you can see that's almost double the amount that Vancouver has as a police complement.
Now, as you said, you ran on keeping the Surrey RCMP. But I'm going to go back to my original point. If the minister decides it's a senior level of government, this is the way we're going. You know, when you look at just legislation, there's not much, if anything, a municipality can do when it comes to a senior level of government making that decision. If that is the case, you ran on opposing them. What will your vision be for the city? Because if you got elected, one would argue, and as you said, wanting to keep the RCMP. Let's take that off the table. What does Brenda Locke, the mayor, focus on if Surrey SPS is kept? What is your focus going to be? Are you going to focus on crime? Are you going to focus on development? Because I'm trying to understand who Brenda Locke, the mayor, will be when the main issue she ran on is taken off the table.
You know, I think we're going to have to, I think you're asking me a hypothetical, which is difficult a very difficult one for me to entertain.
But it's also about what your vision is going to be, because if that, like I said, a senior level of government decides we're going with SPS, that's taken off the table now. And the question is going to be, what does a Brenda Locke administration look like and what are you going to fight for?
Well, let me tell you what keeps me up at night. Mm-hmm. What keeps me up at night is thinking about mom, dad, and three kids in a townhouse with an $800,000 mortgage, and where are they going to find an additional $1,000 or $1,200 a year? So my choices are going to become very limited, and I think to be very fair about it, I think both the minister and the premier have been very clear about talking about economic realities right now. We know we are in sensitive economic times. I don't expect that any government will want to put this kind of tax burden mm-hmm. on residents of any city at any time.
Well,
if you're asking me if I'm a one-trick pony, no, I'm not. Oh, there are lots of things. Yeah. There are lots of tricks, Jeff.
I know. Look, I'm not. I wasn't saying that, but I know what you ran on and what you got elected on, or my view of it, and that's taken off the table. So I want to get a sense of, and I know it's early days. Still, it's October 15th was the election. I'm just curious as to where that focus may be. But you know, you have lots before you in regards to crime, in regards to development, in regards to many other issues that mayors deal with. But I just wanted to ask you that question, and I appreciate you being on today. And we will chat once again. In the near future, I'm sure. As always, thank you so much for your time today.
I look forward to talking to you again. Thanks,
all right. Jeff. Take
Bye
care.
Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.